Blog Talk Radio.
Imagine that. And the NFL is playing. Jeez. Well, I told you there'd be news and intel. There's a combination of things going on. A month before the first American died, C-19, scientists already had designed a vaccine. Guess what? It's been available almost a full year. That's 2020. Think about it. Painstaking. More than 300,000 Americans died and 16 million infected while an early miraculous solution underwent testing and approval for the entire span of the pandemic in this country. This is David Wallace Wells said last week in New York Magazine. We had the tools to prevent it. Well, they say sound reasons, safety, ethics, and all that happy shit. It's not out until now, maybe. under assault in the new dark ages in which the demagogues and conspirators spread disinformation and distrust. Oh, really? Various attempts to claim credit. Vaccines would not exist without international cooperation. Moderna's vaccine employs technology created by Hungarian-born scientist Katalin Karikó, and the company is run by a team of researchers and entrepreneurs from around the world. Yeah, well, you know, that news matters. The rest of it doesn't. There's so much horse shit in the news that I kind of hesitate to even mention it on here, except that one. That's important. That tells you for a fact that the answer existed before the disease got out of hand. What does that tell you about what they think of us? The value they place on human life, or us for that matter, huh? You think that's bad? Just wait. No. It gets steadily worse. Oh, boy. And talking about the election in this magazine. Oh, boy. Are they going to really investigate Hunter Biden? No, I kind of doubt it. And to be honest, that's the only thing in this whole magazine that really says anything. Yeah. Isn't that a bummer? The UK got themselves a deal, in case anybody cares. Oh, boy. Oh, boy. anything to distract everybody. Well, the vaccine's working. Millions of lives are saved. Don't be such a pessimist. Yeah, a whole bunch of horse shit in this thing. There's no news in here of any serious consequence or impact, except that very first part of this. And... You guys need to know that in Massachusetts, a month before the first American died of coronavirus, scientists already had designed a vaccine, January 13th. I want you to think about that. It didn't take but just a few hours to come up with that vaccine. So they've had it since January. How many people have died? Has anybody considered any of the fun and games that go into that? I kind of doubt it. Most people don't know. Oh, boy. Biden picks good, bad, and ugly. Yeah, Biden is ugly. in my opinion. The grown-ups are back in charge. Bullshit. Anybody that runs Antifa and BLM is full of it. Absent. Is anyone from the Democratic Party sort of rising left? Advisors to Senate Bernie Sanders, Elizabeth Warren, opponents of the Warner Act, activists from Black Lives Matter and climate change movements, or advocates of deep structure reforms? Ooh, they ain't there. We already have significant representation among progressives in our administration. Oh, Lord have mercy. And then you get a path toward justice. Bullshit. Only for a few, and only will they decide what it is that they really want. Exactly. Ooh, then we got Ellie Mistel. Objection. Well, I do to your existence. Marxist liar. Oh, man. The center didn't hold you. It did. And I would suggest that they simply execute some of the people that are going after people. Trump failed to steal the election because he and his legal team are incompetent criminals. What about all them judges? All them judges who don't administer the law. That's like saying that the election was secure. What a crock of crap. Holiday hope. There isn't any. Why do I say that? Who got a stimulus check? Think about it. It's not difficult to tell who gives a shit about you. Because it is unconscionable that people are hungry in our rich country and have to rely upon charity. Get a job. Oh, that's right. They closed all the businesses, so we can't get a job. Ooh. black extremism. Black identity extremists, oh yeah, like BLM, Wes's white supremacist extremists, not SAR, suspicious activity report. That's all political horse hockey. Who cares? Local protests inspired by current situation in Puerto Rico. Who cares? Antifa, anarchist extremists. Well, also, it's all BS, but BLM, too. You got to include them all. ICE detention facility arson. Ooh. They did a number on some people. And that's good. I'm glad they did. Argument. The argument. Double count all black votes. More fraud from the Dems and the Marxists and the idiots and the liars. And, well, you know how it goes. I told you, this stuff don't matter. This is horse hockey. And that's all it is. Can we prevent the next pandemic? I'm going to tell you no for the simple fact that it is an antique disease, just like the one we're playing with. Yeah, that's what I said. Remember, they've had this since January. They didn't bother to let anybody know that they could stop it dead in its tracks. Mutual aid. Pandemic plunged millions into economic insecurity. Lockdowns. The burgeoning practice of mutual aid has been vital. But we need much more. Oh, yeah. Rape everybody for whatever they got left. The breaking point cars line up outside a food pantry in Bloomington, Indiana. Tens of millions of Americans have experienced food insecurity since the pandemic began. Depleting food pantries. Oh, I see. And you won't let deliveries take place? You won't let these farmers that are dumping products do anything with what they've got? Want to stand guard against right wing and left forces that would use the pandemic to further raise state institutions. Yeah, the word raise means tearing them down. What have we got left? What's really doing anything? Oh, COVID-19 occupied Palestine. I don't care. Let somebody else can deal with that. British labor is a Jewish problem. Not really. It's just something that somebody noticed. Oh, hey, there's something. We could put that in the news, write a whole 3 or 4 pages on. Unequal before the law. How did we end up with our current system of public defenders? Well, you have to ask the people that are in charge of it. Mostly Democrats. Law enforcement is as critical as don't do the crime if you can't do the time. Well, these have to be legitimate violations. Yeah, that's right. You got to prove it. And no, hearsay won't cut it. And public defenders, most people with a law dictionary can do better for themselves than the public defenders can do for them. The scars of democracy. University of Munich, April 6, 67, Theodore W.R. Adorno accepted an invitation from the Association of Socialist Students at the University of Vienna to deliver a lecture on aspects of new right-wing extremism. As if he would know. Anybody that disagrees is a right-wing extremist. Fascism emerged out of liberal democracy, not from outside of it. Ooh. Oh, Lord. These people can't make up their mind which way they're going. It's just that simple. It's just as simple as the confusion that you find in the same horse manure they've been putting out and continue to put out and will continue to put out. Well, boy, I tore that magazine up real quick. Vaccination to begin, but the wait will be long. Yeah, it's fear porn, and so what? 98% don't have problems with it. Oh, but it's nasty, and it's coming to get you. Oh, really? It's time to scare people about COVID. Oh, really? That's the New York Times. Oh, boy. There is a light in the darkness. Really? Whose darkness? And why do you pick that one in particular? Fear-born vaccination to begin, but the late will be long. And I wrote, so with a big question mark. Well, that's what it is. So what? America's already tired of heavy-handed government lecturing. And that's from National Review. Had their lives turned upside down by the virus and resists restrictions not only because they're idiots, but because they have been bludgeoned by arbitrary regulations handed down by imperious Democratic governors like Andrew Cuomo, Gavin Newsom, Gretchen Whitmer. A scare tactic-laden public relations campaign will just come off as another sign of contempt. You think these people give a shit about you? Where's your check? Congress races at a crawl to strike COVID relief. No, it doesn't. It's just bullshit. That's all it is. Well, we can get into all the particulars of the BS campaign. It's real simple. Republicans enable Trump's assault on democracy. You mean your assault? You mean this Marxist yellow rag sheet of paper here? How about we cut the fraud? Enabling you to assault democracy. Ooh. With outright fraud. Oh, boy. Oh, boy. Here we go. Conspiracy theories. Fake ballot dumps. Rigged voting machines. We must never forget. Well, as things go on and people get into a worse situation, you think they ain't going to remember who did it? Now, try this. I love this. Good week for this. This is a coronavirus. After White House planned 20 holiday parties in defiance of CDC warnings against indoor gatherings. Oh, you're a nasty mother. If you can loot businesses, burn down buildings, engage in protests, you can go to Christmas to a Christmas party. Swalwell, he's a lower. North Korea smuggled fraudulent balance into the U.S. on ships via a harbor in Maine. Ooh, he's got the proof. Yeah, that's right. Some people share some things with me. Space creep. Keeping secret, space aliens have been in contact with the governments of Israel and the U.S. President Trump was about to go public with the news before the Galactic Federation persuaded him humanity needs to evolve more before it can handle the truth. Oh, yeah. Attorney General William Barr this week was considering resigning. He already did. Black man was shot dead by a police officer. This is Columbus, Ohio. On the doorstep of his home last week, counts whether he brandished a weapon. Oh, drove by his unmarked car waving a gun. Whoops. I think the boy's got a little bit of a problem there. Oh, Tallahassee. Raid on a whistleblower. That's right. Here we go. Police raided the home of former state coronavirus data scientist turned whistleblower who says she lost her job after refusing to cook the books on COVID-19 cases. Think about that. Insubordination. Posting data on Florida's coronavirus dashboard, Governor Ron DeSantis insisted were inaccurate. Oh, really? Whistleblower complained she accused him and other officials of deliberately minimizing cases and deaths. Ooh. it goes on and on. Vaccine allergy. People are falling over from it. Mexico City proposed new restrictions on foreign agents in Mexico, a measure seemingly aimed at the U.S. Drug Enforcement Agency. Lima. My. This is all around the world now. You need to know this. Peruvian farm workers celebrated this week after a law that set their pay at a low rate and exempted them from benefits given to other workers, such as bonus and vaccination time, was repealed by the Congress. Oh, yeah. Maduro tightens his grip. Yeah, that figures. Russia, doomsday plane, looted. they took all the fun equipment out of it and sold it. Oh, boy. Congo, chaos in parliament. Needs to crap his coalition with a party loyal to the ex-president and a whole new election. Oh, boy. How about China? Or how about Afghanistan? Let's say Afghanistan. Taliban defeated America, they say. Well, how about we go over there with a heavy-duty military force and show them what it feels like. Beijing vaccine diplomacy. A Chinese coronavirus vaccine being tried in the United Arab Emirates is 86% effective in preventing transmission and 100% effective in preventing moderate to severe cases. Oh, now this is December 18th, so it's been a while, right? Yeah. Somalia. That's where that 93 block on up down incident took place. Oh, boy. And Jared Kushner bought a $30 million plot of land on a high security island off Miami known as Billionaire's Bunker. Good. I hope they enjoy themselves. Eric Clapton is about the fastest UK. Mox wearing masks and asked, do you want to be a slave? There's more people that need to be asking them questions. Nobody is. None of this news has any effect, does it? Does any of this have an effect directly on you? Oh, boy. Europe. Should the vaccine be compulsory? That means forced. The answer is no. You get shot at for doing that. Pope won't stand up for Christmas. Oh, boy. Under siege around the globe. In China, worshippers may attend only state-sanctioned, hollowed-out services, so most of the faithful celebrate in secret. Where? In caves. Underground. Australia. Why China is treating us like an enemy. Ooh. Because of a fake image. Australian soldiers are holding a knife to a child's throat. Referencing to a recent scandal over alleged Afghanistan, Australian war crimes in Afghanistan. And it started in 2017, and it ain't stopped since. They're going to keep it up. Russia, are we creating the next new superbug? What I wrote was probably sports playing on despite COVID outbreaks. So what? China, meeting a major geopolitical threat. Yeah. We're meeting them in a way that they didn't expect. Oh, and we're winning. Earmarks, return of congressional pork. Well, I'd say look at the coronavirus aid bill. You want an ice mess? That's an ice mess. Why don't you please focus on Warnock? Mm-hmm. Calling Daniel McCarrick, Challenger, Raphael Warnock, a radical liberal 13 times, accusing him of hating the beliefs of the military. He stated that publicly. Orsov called Perdue a coward. Now, he didn't call him that to his face. National Review, Warnock is a radical left winger. Oh, dodge questions. Whether he vote to add liberal justice to the Supreme Court. He likened Israel to apartheid, South Africa. Ooh, Jeremiah Wright was their friend, even after his goddamn America speech service, as well as remarks Wright made about them Jews. Ooh, I think those people need to be circumcised. You can use a dull instrument, and you can do it for a second time. Now that I don't have to give Trump a win, I have a stimulus check for you. Closed for good, says the thing. And Pelosi is trying to hand the down-and-out person a check. And knowing those guys, it's probably $300, not $600, et cetera. Well, what else we got here? Nothing? Nothing, looks like. And they got a bunch of places I don't want to live. I've already moved to the mountains. Unsafe at any speed. Oh, boy. Uber retreating from its grand ambitions. Oh, they don't want to have any of this self-driving vehicles. Antitrust states and FTC joined in Facebook lawsuit. Whoops. Oh, don't worry. Google's got your back, for the first time, water will be traded on Chicago Mercantile Exchange. Now think about it. $486.53 per acre foot. That's what you're looking at. One of the six U.S. centers have closed permanently. Think about that. They went out of business. A guy who took what he owned of it and got out of Dodge. Top security firm hit by cyber attack. May nation with top-tier offensive capabilities stole closely guarded digital tools, and they hid their tracks. Antitrust, and I read that one. How about Sachs? Goldman Sachs is leaving. They're going to Florida. Think about it. A vaccine requirement for work? Not hardly. No clear answer. No, that's because they're afraid of it. You got a bunch of rights in there and a bunch of armed citizens, and they ain't going to put up with that. Facebook made a mockery of these requirements. Ooh. H-1B visas. Okay. Facebook made a mockery of these requirements, declining to advertise for the positions on its website or accept online applications. That means everybody was denied except those people they approved of. Shrinking U.S. labor force. Yeah, it's getting smart. By the day, the more lockdowns, the deeper it gets. Day traders can't stop. Whoa, they want to be in the end after three hectic weeks. I finished with 95.01, dropping 5%, even as the S&P rose 7%. Ooh, even when they're in Congress, we're discovered, a bunch of them, to have made stock trades after classified briefings about the threat of coronavirus. Woo! Purdue has made as many as 20 trades a day for a total of 2,500 plus trades over a six-year term. I know it just gets worse and worse. $8 million library plunder plot. Carnegie Library of Pittsburgh considered almost even every threat to his Herb Burke collection, said curator and true crime author Travis McDade in Smithsonian Magazine. There was just one problem. Hit a weak spot. Ooh. Well, I tell you what, that's nice for that magazine. We toss it in the trash and it piled the rest of them. Oh, here we go. Letter from the editor. Now, this is a National Review. It's their 65th anniversary, and they laud it. Usually don't think everyone involved in projects such as this for fear of leaving someone out. But in this case, there have been so many hands on deck that I can't possibly name everyone. Look at the masthead to the left, and basically every member of the staff named there has gone above and beyond to make this anniversary issue possible. You know what? None of that matters. None of the news matters. It don't make a goddamn. Why not? Well, go to Cosmic Voice. Let's see here. Where are we at? Now, 17 more comments. Get out of the way, you turkey butt. Let's see if I got it on here. Woodrow Wilson. Since I entered politics, I have chiefly had men's views confided to me privately. Some of the biggest men in the United States in the field of commerce and manufacture are afraid of something. They know there is a power somewhere so organized, so subtle, so watchful, so interlocked, so complete, so pervasive that they better not speak above their breath when they speak in condemnation of it. Now, think about that very closely. You think that's bad? You should see the new group. They're even worse. The evidence should be readily applied in terms of what do we know happened. Well, we know that the elections were screwed with. Now you know who did it. Well, not directly. That's the problem. You can't directly hold them responsible for anything. It's not possible. Why? They're too well insulated. Well, today we got a new group, and these are worse than any before them. What'd they do? What did they do? They tell you they stole this election with fraud, bad voting machines, and any other kind of a thing that you can imagine. And if you open your mouth and you're too popular, they kill you. Well, you know about that. There are several posted on Facebook. You know about it. Then you also know about some of the other shit that's going on. Let's go to the top of this. I'll answer the questions. How about that? I had the idea of flipping the switch. I like the idea of flipping the switch. I left my popcorn in 3D. I have some questions. Well, I've told you right underneath, ask in here. Devin, I'm glad you got Blog Talk back unblocked. Can't wait for the show. Well, here you go. Energy device update, second build this week. And that's all I can tell you about it. Will the Space Force, a.k.a. the Secret Space Program, play a key role in a mass arrest? Yes. When will E.T. turn off bad guys? Solid holographic signals, so you can see their see some of these entities like reptilians, greys, etc. You can probably expect that by February at the latest. Now, we got some things to go through first. All the above and more. Oh, boy. Great. See the ugly mugs would wake up the population. I think it probably would. You get some dink on there that's funky looking. And decided it ought to get cheek to cheek with everybody. Ooh. Oh, you ugly, slimy. Oh, boy. Sydney Powell, star family, I guess. Where? It could be. Dave, Devon, Devin. I think it's time to clean out the Senate and the Congress. Well, that it may be coming quicker than you think. I've heard that Schiff was arrested 12/24/2020 at LAX. Is that true? Well, it could be. You never know. It's a threat from Weissman against people that President Trump pardoned, something to be worried about. No, if he takes action the wrong way, he'll be eliminated so that he don't have to worry about it. Pamela, give us an update on the Sarah and Time to Beat Our Mentors. Oh, boy. Just did. By February at the latest. And all this Sarah stuff. GCR, Global Currency. Let's see. Yeah, Global Currency Reset. That levels the playing field. When that comes about, then you know that everything's cool. And the time for things to culminate should be sometime around February at the latest. I'm not going to give you a definite time. Candy, it is about time to chew bubblegum and kick some ass. Well, I'm here to kick ass and chew bubblegum. And I'm sorry, but I'm all out of bubblegum. You heard that. They live. Powell being appointed special counsel. Well, it is reported that Cipollone and Meadows oppose it. Well, there's a lot of opposition to different people. What did the explosion in the who did the explosion in Nashville and why? Well, now, you have to understand, I may not be able to get every absolute detail, but everything that's done is approved. You heard me. Approved. You want the proof? And right back up here to Wilson, that quote that I gave him credit for. Where is it? Where is it? I know it's in here somewhere. Here you go, Woodrow Wilson, since I entered politics. Now, this is the President of the United States, right? He do have some insights. He do have some inside people. He do have capabilities. Since I entered politics, I have chiefly had men's views confided in me privately. Yeah, they want certain things done, do this, do that. Some of the biggest men in the United States in the field of commerce and manufacture are afraid of something. They're scared. Your millionaires are scared if they're smart, if they know, if they've had anybody tell them what's going on. They know that there is a power somewhere so organized, so subtle, so watchful, so interlocked, so complete, so pervasive, that they better not speak above their breath when they speak in condemnation of it. Think about that very closely. If it's got Carnegie and people like that scared crap of shit, listen, what do you think it would do for you if you ran up in a, if you come up upon that nightmare? Woo. Okay. All of the above and more. will E.T. turn off bad guys solid hologram? Yes. So you may see. Do you believe? Now remember, in They Live, the guy shot the thing, and his ugly things come out. You remember what that? Do you remember what that did for everybody? Can you imagine what that happened now? Ooh. Especially when you got so many more people armed these days. Well,
a big part of it. What do you think about this? I think it's going to happen. Congress is playing with the livelihoods of the American people. And they don't care, obviously. Schiff was arrested 12/24/2020 at LAX. Is this true? Well, somebody posted the arrest documents, so I'd give it a probability rating. We'll have to wait and see. If you don't show up in the public anymore, he's probably guilty. Update on the CERN time to meet our mentors. You get there, just relax. About time. Oh, covered the. Who's the truth about Powell being appointed special counsel? Possibilities are endless. It is reported that Cipollone and Meadows oppose it. That's probable too. Who did the explosion in Nashville and why? It wasn't a missile, Shelby. I hate to sink your boat on that, but no, there that thunder won't fly. It wasn't a missile. It was a case of said explosives and went off in the right way just so as to cripple certain things. Look what was knocked out, and you get the picture. When you can take down all kinds of things that we consider basic to our involvement in society, you're doing something. Is Nashville an isolated incident or are more coming? It could be, and this is Carolyn, this is all inside and all only a possibility. Very simply, there could be more coming. Two posts on Twitter, same order. People should protest every judge, senator, and congressman homes before the 6th, maybe some of the governors too. Now you should take them back. What do you mean, take them back? It's very simple. Here's what you do. You look at what it is that has happened and what it did to things. Those things can be the internet. They can be transfer capabilities. Mississippi moon going to keep on shining on. I heard that song too. There's a new group of these turkeys in this military-industrial complex. And these are worse than any before. They don't care about even hiding it. Will Trump remain in office? Probably. He's got a couple of things up his sleeve yet, and he's saving his Trump card. Pun intended, saving his Trump card for the last play. When that happens, you'll know it. Flip the switch and everybody goes to 4D. So this happened December 21st. Oh, really? That's funny. I didn't notice. There are times when 3D people go to the other 3D planet. You're going to be put on a spaceship and taking on a long trip. Is there a time when, do 5D people go to 5D planet or stay here? This planet stay 4D. Seems to be a push for people to rise to 5D. There is a push, Shelby, but you got to get it in order. You go numerically. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, and 6 is our destination, by the way. Now, when we get out of the upper portion of 4 into 5, we're going to be in 5 for a while. And you'll find out the meaning and the reason I say that in short order. Now, where did the soul go who died in 2020? They go up one dimension, and they stay one dimension ahead of us. That's how it works. Do they reincarnate again? That's possible. I wouldn't say it's very very likely, but it's possible. If so, is it under the same draconian and AI rule as before? No. you'll come in here, and if you come in now, you'll be stuck in three until we go to 4. When we go to 4, you go. Shelby, is the ship going to be catastrophic? No, hell no. Everybody says, the poles are going to reverse. So what? It did that several times, and it didn't even upset the butterflies. Zorro said, no ice age, and that's true. And we would be taken to inner Earth. No, No, Inner Earth got destroyed not too long ago. The bad guys, anyway. I'm allowed to talk about certain portions of it, not all of it. The governor is not on all earthquake activity. That's true. There are a lot of things that people take for granted. Crypto's lagging part of this. Cryptos aren't. Not as much as you'd like, Mike. You'll find as you go along that the cryptos are just that. They are crypto. Nothing more. They don't have a lot of influence outside that small thing. Oh, boy. They got a young man standing there. Looks like he needs a shave, but he could be growing a beard. I called it correct, and I shared it because I thought it was meaningful. Hearing Pelosi talk about the Constitution and the Founding Fathers is like listening to Satan quote the scripture. I just can't believe that there's some idiots out there that, anyway, why do people listen to the dink? I mean, ringtail digging Baddest Maximus is full of it. She's loaded with all kind of errors. Why? Because that's the way she was designed to be. Freudian landslip. It is a deep state evil organization based on Satanism created to control humanity, maiming and killing for profit. Oh, really? A World Health Organization. They don't. No, the people we got in office presently are the ones that you got to watch. Nurse witnesses, hospitals murder patients for COVID-19 money. I told you, that's from InfoWars. He did his job, due diligence. So what happens? Well, very simply, somebody runs into a brick wall. Oh, he died of COVID-19. And get the money for it. That's what it's about, money and power. And the problem we have with the present administration, the one that's coming in, unless Trump stymies it, we're in a shitload of trouble. That means definitely a civil war, too. It's only possible if Trump does some things, it's only possible. And it has a slim possibility if he goes about it the right way. So you have to be aware of what's going on around you. Uh-oh. Robert Carey. Now, he gets a hold of some stuff, and I'm not sure how he does it. I could probably find out. But Trump, Pence, Giuliani, and the military have something big. It'll be revealed after a while. Armed Forces Reserve, Combat Performing Artists, Free Base States. Woo, boy. Let's continue to go. Senator Rand Paul. Governors should never have been allowed to become dictators. Well, that can be stopped. They violate their oath of office by doing so. You put them in the pokey. Stick them in the cooler. Slam the door on their fingers. Whatever you feel like is necessary. And it ain't something that's, oh boy. And it ain't something that should be redeemable. Animal manufacturers are still producing, but demand is far outstripping supply. Yeah, that's scary. Again, Robert. Well, I'll go over here. Let's see now. Here's what the Democrats think of us. We'll be right back. chains. Well, my goodness, what are we going to wear chains? Those are your obligations. Who's first or what's first? Family. The people that are in your household, that's first. You want to get into the fun of it? Well, let's just break it off. People want freedom. How does it feel, black people? Think about it. They just made the chains invisible, that's all. You still hooked up. What are you hooked up to? You get to survive the wonderful life of poverty. That goes for all kinds of people. Anybody that is poor, yeah, that's right. Everybody that isn't swinging a big hammer and causing things to vibrate and break loose and shit, if you ain't getting there, you ain't got nothing. Oh, yeah, well, try it. Try it out. Unless you do it the way I've tried to propose, and I'll propose this, I'll make a public meeting out of it. Everybody that ain't got nothing is invited. It don't take nothing to get to where you want to go. But you got to know how to do it. Now, I know one guy, and he got his stuff together. I turned him on to some stuff in Black's Legal Dictionary so that his definitions and his application would be straight up. He had a petition. Yeah, that's right. He wanted to petition the federal government for redress. That's where you get your concerns and that sort of thing met. A lot of the time, it went all the way to the Supreme Court. They listened to him talk. I said, denied. That was the end of it. He hadn't been able to get any kind of audience since. Well, you got people out there like Trump and others hollering something about things being rigged. Come on now. Something around 90% of the people just plain don't matter. Now think about that. 90%. It's the top 10% that are having the fun. I mean, you know, those are the ones that are invested in the stock market and got piles of money because you use Facebook a lot. They ever think about changing platforms, going to something else? All the people are on Facebook. Well, not as many as there was before. And if it gets broke up, which is a good probability, then things hit the fan in a big way. Because then Facebook doesn't have the capability to control it any longer. They can't tell you what to think. Hello, Google. I heard you was backing them up. Lots of money? Well, that's fine. Money ain't always the answer, you know. They've been throwing money at things for a while now, and they haven't gotten very much of anywhere. And I'll just qualify that with a good example. And a good example is very simple. Think of a program, a project, U.S. government issue kind of thing. Oh, boy, it's cold out there. Whew. I'm glad I'm back in where it's warm. Think of one. It don't matter which one it is. Any one of them will do. Any one of the projects you can think of. Housing and urban renewal. What have they been doing? What did they do with all that money? Do they pay anybody's mortgage? Do they help you out of a situation? Do you get the fresh coat of paint that you've needed on your house for so long? Has any of that come to pass? Well, it's up to you as to what you want to accomplish. I'm gonna have to switch phones. I'm getting close. It'll start screeching. All right. Basically, something big going on. Yeah, you know what's happening. Have you kept your stuff straight? Have you listened to what I said? Oh, we got battle groups to stop the proposed invasion by China. Oh, boy, have we got battle groups. Well, guess what? Everybody that's on the coast, They're on full alert. Now, you want to get into some fun and games? I live in a military fly zone. Now, I tell you what, they don't fly C-130s and Galaxies around for the fun of it empty. They were full of stuff, and guess where it was going? Well, there's a couple of places. They've got stores here. When I say stores, I mean places where they store stuff. What you have to understand is the stores have been there for many years. Many know where they're at, but they'll take a direct hit from a nuclear weapon. We're prepared. We're ready. How many people got a gun? Think about it. If you got a gun and you're looking at the possibility of somebody coming and getting you and yours and taking you out to a FEMA camp or something, you gonna put up with that? If you got a gun, you're armed. I won't. I don't know about everybody else, but the restaurants people have gotten ourselves together. They got some lawsuits going on, and they've won a couple of them. Oh, the oligarchs don't know what to do. And with the economic shutdown, they don't have the world to play with anymore. They're great stores of material and stuff. Has not been sitting there, staying the same. It's slow. It's like an hourglass. The sand is slowly running. What are you going to do when it runs out? Huh? Think of something. It don't matter what it is. You think of anything that comes together, and the restaurant people in New York and a couple of other places did, and they won their lawsuits. Okay, now what does that do? Takes the power away from those people who think that they wield all of it, that they control everything. These people don't control diddly squat. What they control is something that is not what it was thought that it was. In other words, their control is slipping. Well, what happened? Well, they got rid of the police or told them to back off or sent them home or whatever. Yeah, without enforcement, you ain't going to be squatting. Yeah, think about that. What you got to remember is two things, and it's very simple. When you get your stuff together, you're pretty awesome individually. Americans are like that. We got ourselves together and took on some of the greatest forces on the planet and whooped them. And I mean whooped them good. We opened the can of whoop-ass and dumped it on their bony little head, and they ain't been the same since. They never will be. Why? Well, the oligarchs have made decisions about that. You can't function if you don't have their permission to do so. And you guys messed up things. You know, it's the same deal as the banks that fund both sides of a war. Somebody eventually is going to end up having to pay the bill. Well, they're trying to shove their irresponsibility. That's all our representatives at any level off on us. Well, what happened? They're still getting paid. Why is that? How come we haven't taken their paychecks? Think about it. You want to see something get fixed quick? Reach in their pocket and take their money. Watch these guys go dingleberry crazy. Oh, yeah. Now, there's one thing left. And you've heard it. People come together. You got things going on. There is no way that they can take the people of the United States. What do you got to do? Got to go back to law and order. We got to go back to the original enforcement. You got to go back to the original idea that Men are created equal in the eyes of God. Now, what's he looking at? He's looking at your spirit. He's not looking at the flesh. Now, you've seen some people are little and some big, and so that doesn't make sense, okay? Not on that level, it don't. What do we got to do? We got to come together and be fearless and take back our country from who? Oh, how about the libtards that think they're in charge? How about the governors? How about the senators? How about anybody that doesn't go along with the game as it should be played? Well, here's what it is. Now listen up, or listen carefully. Did you get that? Did you hear it? There's no place to run to. Why? They got us all locked down. Ooh, now what are you going to do? Oh, well, how are you going to feed your family, pay the bills? And Pelosi won't get off her butt and do something in terms of sending you some kind of sizable check? I mean, good Lord. They want to send every, they want to send money to foreign nations and all kind of places. You want to put up with that? Go ahead. I don't. I don't think it's right. And I don't think anybody with a conscience should believe that anybody outside the United States should get anything that the regular old people ain't got. What should we do about that? Well, maybe we need to take some people out of office. Huh? Yeah, well, you violate the oath of office, you got to go. That's just that simple, okay? And I'm talking about the people that, down to anybody that's of any color at all or economically disadvantaged, or the people that feel like somebody's taking a giant shit on the Constitution. Come on now. Let's get it all together. Let's really, really pay attention. What does it all mean? It means this. We have to take back from those people who have taken from us that which we are owed. Ooh. Yeah, well, it gets worse. There's a couple of things coming up, and it's not going to be a pretty deal. It's not going to be something that everybody's going to deal, that's going to want to deal with. But you're going to get to deal with it either on their terms or ours. You deal, which do you want? Do you want to be able to protest and say, hey, man, this ain't right? Or do you want to go to prison for that? Yeah, it's real simple. The movie V guy explained to somebody once that all he had was bullets. And what V had was bulletproof. Oh, it's an idea. The problem is that they have tried to put into actuality their idea of what should be done. I got my own ideas of what should be done and how it should go, how we should go about it. And it should be to everybody's advantage, not just one or two, not the top 10. Everybody should be able to come out of their house and live their lives. I will tell you, as soon as I am authorized or as soon as it happens, that we will have some really interesting things coming about. These are going to be extreme changes in what you're used to. It's not going to be what we have had. It ain't going to be the light-duty stuff that Rush Limbaugh and other people put out. This is heavy-duty. It's going to shake the country to its foundations. We're going to have patriots, and we're going to have Marxists. And guess what? There's going to be a pretty nasty little playground in between the two. Just as simple. Either you comply or die. Ooh, which is it? Oh my goodness. How far are you willing to let people take from you what God gave you? That's right. God given. It's ordained. We have certain rights and abilities and privileges that nobody can take from us except God Almighty. Now, that includes Allah and all the other ones. Don't get your shorts in a bunch over the naming of something like that. Think about what it is that puts everybody in the right perspective. It's very simple. There's a lot of people out there that have got a problem with the things that are going on that they haven't been able to vocalize. Why not? Well, if you do it on Facebook, they throw you off. And if you do it on a show like this, sometimes you can get away with it, and sometimes they'll cut you. Well, here's what I suggest. And you better think about this very carefully and listen to the words. It says it like it is. Thank you.
I played before, haven't you? Well, guess what? There's one thing I'm gonna put this to you. At first, these voices in the wilderness you hear that are echoing, that's a lonesome traveler. That's the person that travels alone. I don't intend to be that way, but I want to get the message across that we need to get together. What do you think? Somebody out there want freedom? Well, we ought to get together maybe and plot something out. Until such time as we do, until such time as I get permission to out that intel, keep your head above water, keep on stroking, you get there. It won't go on forever. Until such time, go out there, get her done.